This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A destructive earthquake has hit Iran, killing at least five people, injuring hundreds more, with a resulting panic. It is feared the casualty numbers will rise as rescue operations go on. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our report.
Iran's seismological center says the magnitude 5.9 quake struck Tark County in Iran's eastern Azerbaijan at night. Over 40 aftershocks rattled the rural area and residents rushed out of their homes in fear. State television reports many locals were injured when they fled in panic and that at least 30 homes have been destroyed at the quake's epicenter. Rescuers have been dispatched to the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Fortunately, experts say the quake affected only an 8-square-kilometer area. Iran's nuclear agency has announced it has resumed uranium enrichment at the country's underground Fordow site. It is another move away from Iran's 2015 six-power nuclear deal. The energy agency says the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. A Hong Kong college student who was found unconscious lying in a pool of blood in a parking garage on Monday has died. Joshua Wong, Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy activist, has called for residents in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory to wear black T-shirts to show solidarity with the movement to publicly mourn the death of 22-year-old Chow Sik Luk. A senior Hong Kong policewoman, Suzette Fu, denies that security officers were at all to blame for the death.
There are accusations that police officers chased after the man before his fall. We must clarify that it is certainly false.
There is fresh hope of an easing in the U.S.-China trade war. Both countries have reportedly agreed to back off on a series of tariffs in the first phase of an agreement between the world's two biggest economies. The interim deal has yet to be finalized. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A new yet-to-be-released book called A Warning paints a damning public picture of U.S. President Donald Trump. It is written by someone known only as Anonymous, who describes himself or herself as a senior administration official. In the book, the president is said to be like a 12-year-old in an air traffic control tower. In excerpts quoted by the Washington Post, the author says at one point, a number of administration officials considered resigning en masse to sound a public alarm over Mr. Trump's conduct. White House spokesperson Stephanie Grisham says the book is nothing but lies. The White House says acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney will ignore his subpoena today for impeachment inquiry testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Meanwhile, as that investigation of President Trump moves toward public hearings next week, a major question is whether former National Security Advisor John Bolton will testify. It is generally accepted that Bolton was a sharp critic of withholding U.S. military aid for Ukraine unless that country accepted Mr. Trump's request to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. The move toward impeachment is centered on that issue. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
As expected, Bolton did not show up for a closed-door interview. His lawyer had said Bolton would not appear without a subpoena and had not received one. While Bolton was a no-show, one of Vice President Pence's aides did appear. Jennifer Williams was among those who listened to the July phone call where an administration official says President Trump pushed Ukraine's leader to investigate Democrats. As Williams testified, her boss told reporters in New Hampshire his boss did nothing wrong.
What's going on in Washington, D.C. today is a disgrace.
The president's directed his employees not to cooperate with impeachment investigators who scheduled 13 witnesses this week. Only Williams and one other showed up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Presidential advisor Ivanka Trump, in an AP interview, aired a familiar Republican complaint about the impeachment threat against her father.
Basically, since the election, this has been the experience that our administration and our family has been having. The interest in overturning the results of the 2016 election and removing him from office.
He has considered it before, but could it be for real this time? Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, once a Republican, says he may enter the 2020 Democratic race for the party's presidential nomination to face President Trump in 2020. A media titan and a political independent, Bloomberg endorsed Democrat Hillary Clinton for president in 2016. More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app for your listening convenience. Gene Randall, VOA News.